So you said there were around 100 individuals you can meet.
Yes.
Can you tell me about some of the other Pontypridd community?
Yes. What I was doing now, so just before we left, I had scribbled out sort of a list of names, but I started making a sort of proper list, trying to put names and members in the family. So I don't know if you want me to just pick out some.
Were there any particular prominent people there who were prominent in the community or who stand out?
Well, if I went through, for instance, there was Matt and Sam Cohen. They had a chain of optical businesses around South Wales. There was Tobin, who married Judy Cohen, whose father was Saul Cohen. He was a chemist in Pontypridd. There were Elkins, who were also opticians. There was one Jewish doctor, Dr. Fine, F-E-I-N-E-R, my grandparents, Hoffmans. The Little Stone families.
So were these people, did they all live in a particular part of Pontypridd, or were they all over the place? Generally. Did they live in a particular area, or were they all over the place?
Oh no, spread out over Pontypridd, yes.
But quite a range of businesses.
Yeah, many were in businesses. In fact, there was one I want to try and do is to list out all the businesses that I can recall in the main street in Pontypridd, Taff Street, because there seems to be so many Jewish businesses throughout. There was one large, like a mini department store, Leslie Stores. They had stores throughout South Wales. Matt and Sam Cohen had their opticians there. They also had another jewellery shop in Taff Street. The Elkins were opticians and jewellers. Bernard Elkin, he was also an optician. Saul Cohen, the chemist. Garfield, who had a sports shop. Michelson, who had wallpaper and paints. And then there were other Jewish businesses of people who lived outside Pontypridd, say in Cardiff, like the Roth Furnishing Company.
They had a business in Pontypridd?
Yes. Yeah. Harris Brothers were from Caerphilly. They had a drapery. There was another one from Pontypridd, had a hairdressing, ladies and gents hairdressing, by the name of Samuels.
And these were all gathered around the main street?
These were all in the main street, yes. It was remarkable, so the Jewish element of business in Pontypridd.
So what's left of that now?
I was in Pontypridd last week, Mother, but virtually I was saying nothing.
Right.
Nothing left of... One of my highlights of going up to Pontypridd was going to for a nice coffee in one of the Italian cafes, but the only one seems to be left there now is Gamberini's Princess Cafe.
So where did everyone go?
People either left Pontypridd to go to Cardiff, London, Israel...